This is Dr. Inka Kamarin for patient. Last name is Kamaren. I'm sorry, repeat again. Kamaranacruz. First name is Samuel. Their visit is January 11, 2024. Next, our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First off, a patient tells me that he was involved in machine gun and explosives in 2012 and 2013 in Afghanistan. First off, a patient tells me that he was operating machine guns. They were very loud. First off, it causes significant shockwave to him. First off, there are many explosives that he had experienced during a training exercise also. First off, it was in 2010 in Fort Benning, Georgia. A patient had a fire explosion training. First off, it caused significant shock waves and caused him to have dizziness, lightheadedness, confusion, disorientation with these explosions. First off, patient tells me they did not have any loss of consciousness. First off, however, patient had consistent ringing in the ears. First off, since then he has significant ringing. First off, now his symptoms involving tinnitus, difficulty falling asleep. First off, a patient felt dizzy a lot. First up, he has lightheadedness. First up, a patient has some headaches. Next paragraph, a patient is currently a sheriff in law enforcement. A patient is a sheriff in Sonoma County. A patient tells me because of symptoms, a patient has to work at night. A night shift is easier on his symptoms. He tells me that he has significant ringing in the ears, tinnitus, and dizziness at work. A difficulty to concentrate and focus. A patient also has headaches, which is also affecting his concentration and focus at work. It is my opinion that patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. A patient was around many explosions during his training in 2010 in Fort Benning, Georgia, and also in 2012 and 2013 in Afghanistan. A patient was around a lot of ammunition, a loud explosion, causing to dizziness, lightheadedness, confusion. He also have ringing in the ears. Currently he has significant ringing in the ears. Patient have sleep disturbance, insomnia symptoms, tinnitus, dizziness. These are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks the identification. Last name is Hammock. Again, Hammock. First name is David. Date of visit is January 11, 2024. Next, our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in 2009. Patient was in San Antonio, Texas. A patient was in a passenger in a vehicle. A patient tells me that there was the driver fell asleep, the car got into an accident. It was a big accident. Patient tells me that he hit his head. He was comatose for a few days. A patient was in the hospital for about 2 weeks. When he woke up, a patient has severe headache, confusion, disorientation. Patient also have jaw fracture. Patient required jaw surgeries. He did not have any brain surgery. Since the incident, patient has significant trouble sleeping, nightmares, aggression, lack of focus, loss of interest in doing things that he once enjoyed. Patient also have headaches. Patient is currently a carpenter. Tells me that the tinnitus is significantly affecting the way he works. Patient tells me that he's got ringing in the ears. It's affecting his balance. Patient tells me that the lack of sleep and nightmares also affecting him to sleep, and that he's not having a lot of concentration and focus at work, because he's not getting enough sleep. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, our patient was in a motor vehicle accident in San Antonio, Texas in 2009. First up, a patient was comatose for a few days. First up, a patient hit the head and he was in the coma. First up, a patient was hospitalized for 2 weeks. First up, since then, patient has significant insomnia symptoms, comma, troubled sleeping, comma, nightmares. Comma, agitation, lack of focus, lack of interest in doing things that he liked to do before, comma, headaches, comma, tinnitus symptoms, for stuff. But these are all common signs and symptoms for a traumatic brain injury, for stuff. A patient was in a coma for a few days, comma, for stuff. This marks the inhabitation.